Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Maturity, says the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, is the condition or state of being fully developed. However, the word is often used so loosely that it flaps like a kid's shirt tail in the breeze. Michael Drury says, if you are mature, you are presumed to be happy, secure, married, well-liked, and something called adjusted. If you aren't mature, you are incorrigible, defective, or warped, and heaven help you. Newspaper columnist Ann Landers defined maturity as this. Maturity is patience. It is the willingness to give up the immediate pleasure in favor of the long-term gain. Maturity is perseverance, the ability to sweat out a project or a situation in spite of heavy opposition and discouraging setbacks. Maturity is the capacity to face unpleasantness and frustration, discomfort and defeat without complaint or collapse. Maturity is humility. It is being big enough to say, I was wrong. And when right, the mature person need not experience the satisfaction of saying, I told you so. Maturity is the ability to make a decision and then stand by it. The immature spend their lives exploring endless possibilities, then they do nothing. Maturity means dependability, keeping one's word, coming through in a crisis. The immature are masters of the alibi. They are confused and disorganized. Their lives are a maze of broken promises, former friends, unfinished business, and good intentions that somehow never seem to materialize. Maturity is the art of living in peace with that we cannot change. End quote. And there you have it. Contrary to popular thought, maturity and age are not synonymous. There are some faulty barometers of maturity often associated with marriage or position. A person can either be married or in an important position and at times display great immaturity. If a person's body continues to grow while their brain has an injury which stops interaction or communication, we view that as a great tragedy. A person may function normally and take his or her place in society and yet have the immaturity of a child. If physical, emotional, and spiritual maturity is a goal, it would be a good idea to know how to develop this sterling quality of life. So, how do you learn to be aware of others? How do you learn to make good decisions and then move forward? How do you stay with your goal in the face of adversity? Now, difficulty does not necessarily produce maturity. We respond to trouble either with maturity or else fail to meet the challenge in immaturity. However you define it, maturity is not a state that you suddenly arrive at. It's a continuous development which is achieved less by age than by insight. The Bible speaks of maturity in terms of a Greek word often translated perfect. The real meaning, though, is fully formed or brought to completion. That takes time. Maturity is not so much a destination as it is a journey or a road full of twists and turns. A part of maturity is the determination to finish the journey well and to complete the course. Maturity is looking back at the end of life's journey and saying, I have fought a good fight. I finished the course. Few of us are at that place in life because the road ahead is still full of challenges. You can recognize some of the indications that you're making progress when you face difficulty or disappointment and you move on. You're making progress when you realize maturity is a journey, not a destination.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.